Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, what are the requirements for property agents in New South Wales for the current 2025-2026 CPD year? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Monday, the 2nd of February 2026.
The New South Wales CPD requirements for this current 25-26 CPD year. It's the financial year, 1 July, 30 June. So we're a little bit over halfway through the current CPD year. If you haven't done your CPD yet, you've got just over 5 months to get it done. And that will disappear like that. So we know how time gets away from us. So what are your requirements? Yes, they've changed from last year and they've changed from the year before and they've changed from the year before that. So every single year we have to get our heads around what are the current CPD requirements. And we know that Fair Trading are looking. Thousands of you got letters about possible non-compliance or non-compliance in the 23-24 CPD year. Statistics have now been provided by the training providers about the 24-25 CPD year. So I guess there'll be more questions from Fair Trading about that. And we're now into the 25-26 CPD year. So let's get this one right. So for those of you who have already completed your CPD this year, congratulations. You are very much aware of what you need to do. But there's still, for those of you who are class ones, stay tuned because there is more. Fair Trading have identified this year that CPD can only be completed via face-to-face sessions or interactive webinars. It cannot be completed through self-paced online options. They are not available for New South Wales CPD. Three categories of licence here in New South Wales. Let's start with the assistant agents. No change. They need to do 3 units of competency towards their licensing qualification during the CPD year. That is complete. Successfully complete three units of competency. Class 1 and Class 2 licensed agents. For real estate, it's 7 hours consisting of 4 hours of specific topics plus a 3-hour topic on the residential tenancy reforms. And yes, that is for salespersons, buyers agents and property management because those residential tenancy reforms have an impact across all residential real estate, both at a sales level and obviously most definitely at a property management level. For real estate agents who work solely in commercial or business broking, it's a 5-hour requirement. For strata managers, it's 4 hours with the set topics plus an additional hour. It did say that it would be a TAFE online module. Apparently we are getting some news in the next property matters about how Fair Trading will be looking at that because it hasn't been released at this point in time. So coming soon, I guess, is the comment on that one. For stock and station agents, if they're just stock and station agents, there's a 5-hour requirement with set topics. Now, for those agents who have more than one license, so real estate and strata or real estate and stock and station or real estate, strata and stock and station with all three, they need to do their core training for whichever license that is, and then they have a top-up session for the additional license or licenses that you hold. Now, what everybody's talking about at the moment is the additional Class 1 training. And now this is, the Class 1 agents are required to attend and participate in a 5-hour Fair Trading accredited business forum. That's a lot of words. Fair Trading ran a few of these earlier in the CPD year. They ran two for real estate, Class 1 real estate. They ran two for Class 1 strata agents. One was face-to-face and one was a webinar. So, and that's all they've done so far. They have now provided approval to a few training providers to conduct these 5-hour accredited sessions on their behalf. Again, there are set topics for those to be included in that. The exciting news is that ACOP is one of those providers and we are offering these both in face-to-face sessions and also via webinars. So if you are a Class 1 agent, that is also a requirement for this current CPD year. It is mandatory. It is not an elective. You must get this done. So that's the extra bit there. So everybody's sort of been waiting for more Fair Trading seminars. Look, we don't know whether Fair Trading will run some more or whether they won't. There's none publicly scheduled, so we haven't seen that. and we haven't, you know, got answers about whether that's going to happen. So, but if you have specific questions about your CPD and your CPD requirements and timing and all those sorts of things, please give us a call at the college. Anyone who answers you will be able to answer those questions, and or you can check it out on our website. There's heaps of information there about what your obligations are depending on what your class of license is. So, and your category of license.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.